Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday, the 13th of February in 2012. This is Barbara speaking, and today, as every Monday at this time, we offer you inspiration and the opportunity to connect with your soul for the next 55 minutes. Today, our special guest is Catrice M. Jackson, the global leader of the Get Naked movement, fearlessly liberating the souls of women worldwide. Catrice inspires women to get naked authentically, to discover their juicy spot, own it, celebrate it, and sprinkle it into the world. And I guess sex could be included here too. Today we invite you to join Catrice, Jen, and me to fall in love with you more through getting naked.
Hi, this is Jan speaking. We are so glad to have you join us today in this sacred space. Once again, we come to you live from Northern Germany, Southern Oregon, and today also from Dallas, Texas as well. It's a real pleasure for us to be here with you, and we're excited to have Catrice join us and talk about her Get Naked movement. She also calls herself a P-Spot Passionista, and I know we're all looking forward to hear more about that. So let's get this show on the road.
Yoo-hoo! It's Barbara again. What a week it has been for me. Earlier today, I described it to my neighbor as my power animal week. It was like last week on the show, I had met hawk, deer, horses, and dogs. A falcon came and visited me last week, and my cat, who was now okay again, who was a little sick. My mind's still digesting all the messages from those power animals, while my soul went to work straight away. As a soul worker, I'm always looking for ways to support people in their personal growth. So in consequence, with all the inspiration over the past 7 days through all those power animals, I came up with a new program for you, the listeners, and for everybody. I call it Training for Your Soul Consciousness. It's intensive one-on-one training, and it is up close and personal. The intent is to strengthen the core to your soul consciousness and to train instant access to your inner wisdom all day, every day. I want to support you in recognizing the distractions that block your inner view so you can snap into the center of your being effortlessly. I'm all excited about this because I have made so much progress since I started focusing on my inner unstuck tools, and it happened fast. Coping with all the shifts and changes of our now is so, so important, and I love seeing the sparkle in your eyes when the magic starts happening.
I had myself on mute here. Hi, this is Jan. As you know, I work with angels, bringing guidance for your life, in your work, and as you grow your soul. I've been instructed to make sure I introduce them every week on this program. Some angels are just exactly what you think of from pictures. They've got the wings and the halos, and some live in human form. There are spirits who act as your guides, and some angels are those who've exchanged their physical body for one that is lighter and easier to maneuver. They love that it lets them get places faster. Last evening, I attended a house concert where one of the songs being sung was a tribute to a woman who has passed from the physical. I wasn't the only one there who saw her dancing and swirling to the music of her song. She was having a wonderful time in the company of people she loved and who loved her. And her laughter was so contagious. Everyone in the room began singing along, clapping and harmonizing, and there was a smile on every person's face, mainly due to the presence of this vibrant woman's energy. Talk about inspiring. Sometimes we forget that those who've shed their heavy human forms are happy and vibrantly alive. I urge you to remember them with love, no matter what your relationship was on this plane, and to remember that when we are in spirit form, we are unconditional love. So just allow that love to wash over you, to embrace you, and to revel in it. And when you have a question or concern and you can't seem to figure out the answer, or perhaps you have the answer but you need some corroboration that you really got it, the angels, guides, and spirits want to share their insights with you. And that's really awesome since they have a much broader view of our lives than we do. When someone you love has left this life and you want to know they're okay, I can connect with them and bring their messages back to you. Remember, you are loved. Our topic today is loving yourself more, and we have each drawn a card for this show to share with you. So let's begin with that. Barbara?
Yeah. While I was preparing all day, I was zooming around everywhere on Catrice's pages, on Facebook, on the internet, and just going everywhere. And the topic again is love today, and it's going deeper and deeper every time we talk about it. So I was looking at my card decks, and I decided I'm going to take a card from Neil Donald Walsh, from that cute little card set, which is so innocent and still so deep. So funny enough, the card that jumped out at me is this one. There is no limit as to that you can become. There is no limit as to that you can become. That's just amazing, because I think that's exactly what Catrice is going to talk about later, with what she means by getting naked and living your truth and being authentic. And that's what I'm all about anyway. So I think it's a really good indicator that, yes, this is the time to really shine our light and to really get on with it and do everything that we really want to do. And that there's a quote that I found on Catrice's page as well today, which is from Whitney Houston. It's from one of her songs. And I used to love that, and I was just singing out with it all the time, very loudly. And just now you were talking about the happiness of souls rejoining the non-physical world. It really fits in here as well, I think. It's, I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I did as I believe.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that is powerful. Well, the card that I drew, because I have this kind of different deck from the regular ones, mine is called Easter Candles. And it shows a young girl standing in a pink dress between two candles that are just shining so brightly. There's a jonquil in the background and some other flowers. There's red ribbon around the candles. And at the bottom of each, a leprechaun is holding the candle in place. And in front of her is this really huge, colorful egg that has hearts on it. It has the X sign on it. So, you know, multiply your love, all that kind of stuff. In any case, it, to me, what it shows is standing under the light of love, of unconditional love, of God, the universe, the creator, whatever your term for it is. And in front of you is this incredible, beautiful egg that is filled with all kinds of things from your heart, with things that you can do, with ways that you are, with who you really are. And sometimes we don't look at them. We only see the outside, and we forget to look at what's inside of that incredible gift that we have given ourselves, and that's there for us to simply open and look at. So.
Yeah, that really fits in very well. Everything weaves together again. And I'd like to mention the affirmations that came up last week for last week's show, just because I'm sure Catrice is listening now so that she's in on what's been happening. We've been talking about love last week also. And the affirmations that came up was, for one, it was, I am love, I feel love, I see love, and I surround myself with love, and I deserve love, and I get it in abundance.
And I get chills listening to that.
It's just the beauty of weaving everything together, because I think today is the next step that we're walking in this. And I can say for myself that every show affects me, everything we talk about, even if it goes, especially if it goes past my brain and straight into the subconscious, because then it goes past the mind, past the analyzing part of me, which is really good, because then it sinks in and then it can come up again. And then my truth comes out, and then I can be naked. I can be authentic. And I've been thinking about what I want to say today on the show, and what I've noticed over the past few days is, and one of the results for today is that I'm very, very vulnerable today. And I'm looking at myself, and I can lovingly accept the fact that I am vulnerable today, and I feel like it without having to be afraid that something happens, which I think is a big step for myself. And maybe some of the listeners can connect to this, because there's so much happening right now, and there has been over the past few weeks and months, with change and shift and transition and everything. Sometimes we can analyze it and sometimes we can't, but the main thing for me is it's all good. Even if I feel uncomfortable with things sometimes, which, yes, I have been over the past few weeks also. And now I've reached a stage where I notice I am feeling very vulnerable, and I'm good with it. So I can relax. I can let out a deep breath and say, I'm fine. Everything's fine. And that's just such a relief to me.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Being vulnerable and being able to be open to it and say it's okay, that's really big.
And that's leading into the falling in love with ourselves more. That's what I can say, that noticing this today and then stepping aside and look at myself, say, wow, I love that. That I can feel vulnerable without having to be afraid that for whatever reason. I can state the fact that I'm vulnerable, full stop.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty surprised myself, because this really is awesome and also amazing and really big for me, saying this on the radio, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And going into I've been talking to Catrice earlier today, which was a good connection before the show, that we looked at each other through the Skype screen and we talked a little, and it's the new person that I've met through Facebook and everything else, and then getting the face and getting the voice with it, getting a totally different impression, feeling safe, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, I feel safe, and I have been growing this, and that's a good thing. That is a result out of the vulnerability that I feel safe. And accepting, and it's the acceptance, really. That's the main thing.
That is, yeah. Well, I was thinking today about the saying of a very wise person who said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But I also realized that sometimes loving yourself is the single most challenging thing that any of us do or can do. But it's also the most vital and necessary component of our own growth, which leads right in with what you were just saying, Barbara. I want to talk about a few things you can do on the path to loving yourself. And I know that Catrice is going to have lots more to contribute to this. But here's one thing you can do. Take a little time to write down some dreams that you once had. Go back to your childhood and just recover even just one or two of those dreams and write them down. In your mind's eye, look at some of the people who supported you as you were growing up and write down their names and the ways they supported you. And next, look at some of the people who were not supportive of you and write down the exact opposite, what their support would have looked like if they had been able to give it. Then look at yourself again at an age when you wanted and needed support and go inward to that child. Perhaps put on some music to help you focus, and then go inside and visit your young self and love that child. Tell him or her that things will work out, that you're still working your own way there, but that you are there for her or for him. Hold your child, rock him, brush her hair, give your own child some of the love you didn't get but that you wanted. You can give that love now, and today's the perfect day to do it. To build your dreams by looking at what they were, what they were not, and by loving your own self. And then look around at people you know today, especially young people in your life, and ask yourself how you can support them. How can you guide them? How can you offer them the support that you didn't get when you were their age? And once every single day, keep a journal of this, once every day, give someone else that support, no matter how you feel, whether you're up, whether you're down, it doesn't matter. Just give someone else some support starting today. And at the end of the day, write in your gratitude journal who you supported and how you did that. And then add a gratitude that you were able to offer the support that your child didn't receive. And after that, I want you to write this next phrase. Look at how far I've come. Look at how far I've come. So right now, we're going to take a break. And we're going to give you our advertisements, Barbara and I, and then we're going to move into our guests so we have plenty of time to visit with her. So, Barbara, you want to go first?
Yes. So I've changed my ad a little bit around for those of you who listen regularly. It's now called Soul Matters. And I'd like to advertise this new program that I've just been talking about, and it's called Training Your Soul Consciousness. It's intensive training up close and personal. It's for strengthening the core to your soul consciousness and to train you to instantly access your inner wisdom all day, every day. Recognize the distractions that block your inner view. Snap yourself into the center of your being and get unstuck now. This is one-on-one sessions via Facebook chat or Skype chat, and it's planned for 2 sessions per week, and it's you have a choice of either taking 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or 8 weeks, and you can find me on Facebook. This is facebook.com/caressingthesoul. Thank you.
Right. Okay, and this is Jan, and you can connect with me at janrevel.com. That's J-A-N-R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. For angelic guidance sessions, for oracle card readings, chakra clearing, and particularly deep root chakra work, and for spiritual coaching. I've been finding that a lot of the work I've been doing recently revolves around that root chakra and the deep work that happens there and the amazing things that come from it. So if you're ready to take that step, then connect with me, and you can find me on Facebook at With Angelic Guidance. You have to put the with in there, With Angelic Guidance. And you can get some clarity and guidance with angelic guidance with Archangel Gabriel and others of the angelic realm, your guides, spirits, and loved ones who have shed this human form because they love you and they want to talk with you. So at this time, we're going to introduce Catrice. Now, let me get this here. So, Catrice, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I'm going to introduce you right now. Catrice M. Jackson, international empowerment speaker, P-Spot passionista, international best-selling author, and global leader of the Get Naked movement, fearlessly liberates the souls of women worldwide. Catrice serves up delicious life recipes that inspire women to get naked, discover their juicy spot, own it, celebrate it, and sprinkle it into the world. Catriceology, which is Catrice's signature life empowerment brand, Catriceology, is a unique concoction infused with a savvy and sassy flavor that helps women experience the freedom to be fearless, fierce, and fired up in their lives. Catrice's global mission is to create, cultivate, and sustain a worldwide community of brave, bold, and brilliant women who live in their P-spot by abandoning what they should be and becoming who they are. Catrice is passionate about helping you feel the pulse of your purpose, experience profound peace, and press play on your passions for more pleasure and prosperity, and helping you do it nakedly delicious. So, Catrice, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much. It is certainly a pleasure to share this wonderful space with you all today, and I'm looking forward to it.
So, can you tell us what this movement's all about, this Get Naked?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking that. And, you know, the Get Naked movement really is all about two words in particular. And I think that those two words really fit nicely into the conversation that you all were having today. And I really enjoyed listening to you talk about love and self-love. And the two words that I'm speaking of, Jan, is that truth and freedom. You know, I believe that we all struggle in one form or another to really just be who we are, to be authentic, and to be in our skin without struggle. You know, we worry about what people are going to think. We overanalyze things. We're just so much into our heads about how we should be and who we should be and how we should show up in the world that when we can get to that place of truth, of who we are, with those flaws, with everything that comes with who we are, there's some peace there. And when we arrive in that place of peace, it also allows us to be free from the struggle, to be free from other people's expectations, and to be free from that box that society and ourselves oftentimes try to trap us in. So The Get Naked movement is really about liberating the souls of women worldwide to really confirm and affirm for them that being who you are, just as you are, is perfect, and that you really don't have to try to be anything else but who you were created to be.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that, especially the living in our skins without struggle. We've been talking about this today in the Soul Healing Circle. It's about the self-love, and it's about accepting us and being believing that we're beautiful no matter what. And as you said, Catrice, the flaws are part of us, and I don't even see them as flaws. It's a different facet of the diamond that we are, and it's just... Yeah, it's just, I'm sitting here nodding and grinning, and I could jump up and down with joy. Thank you for being here today.
So, Catrice, why do women love getting naked? And is this product? This is for women, a program that you have for women, right? Is there anybody doing something like this for men?
Oh, yes, it's in the works, and I haven't totally released it yet, but I am working on something called Real Men Get Naked, and I'm having some men hop in right now and participate in that, because I've had many men say, well, Catrice, what about us? You know, we want to live our truth, and we want peace and freedom as well, and I totally agree with that, and so, yes, I have some things that will be coming out in March for men, and I'm looking forward to sharing that. But the 7-day Get Naked Soul Awakening course is really in particular for women. And it's a mind, body, spirit experience where women for 7 days get butt bone bare naked, and they really do have to stop running past that mirror and stop avoiding looking at their beautiful self. So I encourage them and I inspire them to stand in the mirror for 7 days straight, totally naked, and look at themselves and embrace their bodies and celebrate who they are and own every single part of who they are from the inside out. And so what happens is they go through a series of pointed questions, heart-centered, soulful questions that they ask themselves while they're standing there examining their body, enjoying what they see when they look in the mirror, and facing those fears and that inner critic that comes up when we have to really stop and look at ourselves. And so, you know, sometimes people think that it's, you know, this physical thing that you have to get over, but when the women ask themselves these questions from their soul, they can literally hear the body parts speaking to them and saying, you know what? I love you just the way you are. You know, for example, one of the days, you know, we may focus on the chest area where the heart lies. And one of the questions that the women ask themselves is, you know, what are you holding on to? What do you need to release? You know, what makes you beat fast? What makes you pump with joy? And if they stop in silence and pause, they can really hear that their heart is saying, I need you to do this for me. I would love for you to do this so that I can be more vibrant, so that I can pulsate stronger and brighter. And those are messages that women would not hear if they did not stop and listen. And I think there's a great connection between the mind, body, and spirit when they do this. So, you know, I think women are a little hesitant at first to get naked, but once they strip down and start loving who they are, I mean, some amazing things have happened after 7 days. So that's what the Get Naked course is really all about.
So let me get that straight. So you're sitting in one room with, say, 20 women or 50 women, and you've got a huge mirror there, and they have to strip down out of their clothes?
No. This is a private course. Well, let me say it a different way. You actually do the course in private. So you do these exercises in the front of your mirror in the privacy of your own home.
Okay.
And then after you do your exercises and your journaling for the day, then you join the rest of the women in a virtual classroom where each woman shares their experience for that day. And what I have found is that the stories are the same. The pain is the same. The negative self-talk is the same. No matter if that woman's in Germany or France or the United States, you know, women across the world are experiencing some of the same fears and pains and struggles when they have to really strip down and look at themselves physically, emotionally, and psychologically.
Catrice, how did you come to develop this program? What was the impetus for you?
You know what? It happened from one of my moments when I was feeling like I was on the pity pot and not being happy with my body. And I just happened to be getting out of the shower one day. I was in the shower thinking about all the things I needed to do to change the way I looked, and walked past that mirror and said, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to stop running past this mirror. I'm going to look at myself, and I'm going to figure out a way that I can love this body just the way it is. And so before I knew it, I really found myself there looking at myself and connecting to my heart and soul and asking my body, what do you need from me? What can I do to provide you more comfort and peace and joy, and how can we become friends again? Mm-hmm. And as I was doing this, I felt compelled to, you know, grab paper and pen and write, and it just started pouring out. And after it was over, I felt a lot of relief and freedom. And I said, you know, what if I did this every day? What if I honored my body and myself every day? And I knew that that was not going to be possible from the beginning. So I thought, okay, let me do it for 7 days straight. Let me do it for a week. And so for a week, I did that. And I journaled it, and I wrote it down, and I processed it. And after a week, I'll tell you one thing. It was, you know, one of the most remarkable things that I had done for myself. And I thought, you know what? I cannot keep this to myself. I have to share this with other women. And so I invited 20 women to test it, and they absolutely loved it. And that was really the birth of the Get Naked movement right there.
Cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm just imagining myself standing in front of the mirror every day. That's quite a challenge, I think. And it's courageous in a way as well, because we're just not used to do this, to look at ourselves in the mirror for longer than 20 seconds to check if our appearance is okay, really, unless we're critical with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what can women do to get started to live naked?
Oh, that is such a wonderful question. I'm glad you asked it. You know, I would invite every woman out there to take the opportunity to do the 7-day Get Naked course. And yes, you know, someone talked about courage. It is a huge, courageous act. But what happens for you and what you experience after 7 days is certainly a wonderful payoff. And so, you know, that in itself is a great opportunity to get naked. But even before you do that, I really just want women to find the courage and the strength to sit down and be still and get quiet and begin to really ask themselves, what is my truth? Because what I know, ladies, is that we are bombarded with outside messages. We have programming that is, you know, stuck in our genes and our cells. And there's so much external stuff being forced down our throats about how we should show up, how we should run our business, how we should, you know, be in our relationships. And that is what I call somebody else's truth. That is not my truth. My truth is my own. Your truth is your own. And so before you can start living your naked truth, you really have to understand, what is your truth? Who are you? Why are you here? What is your purpose in life? What is the reason that you exist? What is true to you beyond what everybody else says? So if you can picture yourself on a desert island, there's no one else around, there's no TV, there's no social media, what is true for you? And, you know, sometimes I know that's hard to grasp, but I think that's really where it begins, is to really begin to listen to our inner voice that already knows what our truth is and is ready to reintroduce us to that truth. It's not lost. It's not gone. It's not out there in the universe way far away and you can't reach it. It's a moment away. It's a moment of sitting silent and quiet and still with yourself, and asking, what is true for me? And so I really think that's the first step, is women really just beginning to hone into, what is my truth?
I like that. Sitting on a desert island and having to figure it out because there's no distractions.
No social media.
Well,
we think about our truth, you know, one of the things that comes up is what really matters to me. You know, what are my core values? What are the three core values that I refuse to give up? What won't I compromise in my life? What are my beliefs? What do I stand for? You know, what makes my heart sing? Those are all pieces of our truth. And sometimes those get drowned out because we're so busy listening to what the world tells us is our truth.
Yeah. Right. The expectations as well, yeah. Society's expectations and the way we've been raised, the way we've been taught to behave and to fit in and everything else. And it's just, you know, getting out of that mold and become a misfit, really, to then mold ourselves into our own truth and into our own authentic being to be fitting again and to feel comfortable with it. It's huge. It's a huge process. And I think many of us are doing it already. And oftentimes it's very good to have somebody who leads the way a little bit and gives hints here, there, and everywhere so we can pick up the inspiration. So, Catrice, I'm really grateful because I'm sitting here. I'm all inspired, like, oh, yeah, where do I put the mirror? Where can I do that without my neighbor seeing me and everything else? It's really cool.
Well, Catrice, you know what? It's possible. And the first day, I have to say, you know, it's sometimes difficult for people to take that first look. And then before you know it, you know, by day six, by day five, women can't wait to get to the mirror and have that full conversation and really find out, you know, what's going to come next. A couple of things that have happened for women when they get naked is, you know, one lady had a book sitting on the computer shelf, so to speak, and after 7 days, she found the courage to publish the book. The women have left toxic relationships. They've started businesses. They've rebranded themselves. They've let go of negative people in their life, and I'm just so, you know, I don't even have the words to describe it, but one of the last ladies who went through the course on day five really received a huge breakthrough. She didn't inform me of this while she was going through the course, but she had been struggling with alcohol. And on day five, she said that basically, you know, spirit came to her and said, this is it. This is your moment of truth. If you do not do something today, you know, your life is at risk. You have to break free from this. And she vowed on that day that she was going to try again to give up her addiction. And long story short, I still keep in contact with her, and today she's probably about 28 days sober.
Wow. That's great. Wow.
Yeah, so major shifts happen for women when they reconnect the mind, body, and spirit.
Wow, that's good. I'm sitting here and the smile, if I didn't have ears, I'd be smiling in a circle because I'm just so, this is just great stuff because I like it's such a short time, 7 days, like from now to next Monday. And yet once I'm in something like this, it is so intense and it can to some people feel like a month or 6 months or a whole year that we are going through in only 7 days. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing what's possible in such a, well, time is an illusion, I know, but in such a short period of time, the things that, and it's all coming from the inside, and that's the major issue, I think, and the main thing that we realize that this is all inside of us. We have the power. We have the control over our own beauty, over our own fate and faith and love and everything. It's all inside of us. It's just opening that door somehow to get it all up to the surface and to live the truth, our truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that it really fits into your conversation about love today because, you know, I'm sure that you would agree that, you know, without self-love, we can't really fully experience any kind of other love, love for our children, love for our jobs, our careers, our businesses. you know, whatever that is. And so I think the power in the Course and the power in getting naked and living naked is that you reconnect to self-love. One of the things that happens is when you begin to live your truth and when you get naked is that you rediscover how to really love yourself from the inside out. And when you feel that power, you become powerful. There's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that's impossible. And so I think that's why these, you know, wonderful, miraculous things happen for the women, is because they reconnect to that love spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, Catrice, I have a couple more questions for you. But before I ask them, I would like to invite our listeners, if they have a question for you, to call in. So I want to give that number in the United States and Canada. It's 888-627-6008. I'm going to repeat it, 888-627-6008. And if you want to, if you're outside of the U.S. and you want to chat with us, go to Skype and connect with BBS Radio, and they will Skype you through so you can ask your question to Catrice or Barbara or myself. So I do have a question for you, Catrice. How does getting naked help you love yourself more? You've kind of touched on it, but can you elaborate a little bit more?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? One of the things that I really believe, and I'm really coming more into this knowledge and this insight, you know, just 5 years ago, I didn't have this information. I didn't have this blessing, and I really see it as a gift. Because once we are enlightened and once we know a truth, it really does liberate us. And so the truth is, I believe that we are constantly, daily, consciously and subconsciously creating our lives and writing the stories of our lives with one or two pins. And you're either writing that life with a love pin or a fear pin. Mm-hmm. And so if I can use that as an example or an analogy on why it's so important, you know, I call it a mental stenographer. You know, we have this little tiny stenographer in our head who's transcribing everything that we think, everything that we feel, everything that we do, all of our experiences. Thus, it is writing our life story. And so part of this whole get naked, live naked movement is for us to move out of our heads into our hearts. And when we move out of our heads into our hearts, then we pick up a new pen. We start to write our story as of today and into the future with what I call the love pen. And, you know, when we're talking about writing our story from a place of love or fear, we know that they both cannot exist at the same time. It's not psychologically or physiologically possible for us to be in a state of love and a state of fear at the same time. So, mm-hmm. for example, you know, when we're talking about creating our lives through fear, we're really writing in the shadows. We're not allowing the light in our lives to shine through. And our fear pin really never allows us to write a new chapter because it only knows how to write in the past. It only knows how to rewrite, you know, any horror or pain or suffering that we've had in the past. And so in order for us to begin to write new chapters, which include more peace, more joy, more freedom, more passion, you know, all the things that I think we desire, we have to consciously choose to pick up a new pen so that we can rewrite that. And mm-hmm. when I talk about, you know, writing from the love pen place, it's a place of forgiveness, acceptance, gratitude, even for the good and the bad that we've had in our lives. You know, the love pen doesn't hold any grudges. It's free from captivity. It knows that what has happened to us is not who we are, rather an event that has happened in our lives. And I really believe that when we pick up that pen and write from the heart, live from the heart, that we then become brave, we become courageous, and we begin to seek and share that authenticity of who we are deep in our souls. And so to get to, you know, the nugget of your question is that until you get naked and strip down, you know, the lies that you're telling yourself, the untruths that you believe, the expectations of somebody else that you're following, until you let go of the pain and the struggle and all of the things that weigh very heavy on your spirit, your essence, your light, your shine, your nakedness, your beauty is always going to be covered up. And when that's covered up, you're smothered. You're afraid, scared, you're doubtful, you worry, you procrastinate, and so you can't live the life of your dreams. And so getting naked is absolutely necessary for anyone who wants to live free, to have peace, to have joy, to excel, to be successful. And so I think it's critical. You know, it's kind of like a diamond that has to be roughed up before it gets its shine. Well, you know, my analogy is you got to get naked before you can let your real light shine.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. I mean, I've gone through a lot of what you've said, but didn't do it by getting naked. And it took me a lot longer. So it seems like by being able to just get naked and work on it for 7 days would make things speed up a lot faster.
Yes, absolutely.
There's so much in what you said, Catrice. There's so many philosophies in it, and it's all over Facebook for the people that, like me, I'm on Facebook on a daily basis, and that's where I get my inspirations. And what's been going on is all this, the keywords, the truth, be living your truth, being who you are, be authentic, shine your light, be the diamond, show different facets, tell a different story. And to me, that's the main thing that keeps coming up again and again for myself, because I've started to focus on that. Tell a different story. Mm-hmm. When I notice that I fall back into talking about events that happened in the past, I'm in the past. So nothing can change when I talk about my past. So I can then train myself to realize and then get myself back into the present moment and then exchange pens, as you were saying, with the love pen and the fear pen, which is, it's such a good visual, because I can just put, you know, it's, some people do it with the armband that they wear around their wrist. I think it was in some church that they tried this, that every time you complain, you have to move the bracelet on your left arm, you have to move it to the right arm. Next time you complain, you have to move it again. And then you're to watch this for 21 days and see what happens. And the miracle of realizing how often we complain, and then because we're focused on it, we can stop. And then we can stop the thought before it comes up. And then we don't have to exchange the bracelet from the left to the right arm and back, because it can stay there because we stop complaining. So we're then, that's another method of getting ourselves into the present moment. And I think that is so, so important. And what is more present than stripping down naked and standing in front of a mirror? There is no past. There is no future. There's just me mm-hmm. and the mirror.
Right. Well, absolutely. Catrice, I have another question for you. What does love and getting naked have to do with each other?
Oh, thank you so much for asking that question. And, you know, if I could just keep it real simple right here. You know, I just had a wonderful conversation with a lady earlier today, and she mentioned that, you know, how many times do you engage with a woman who has at least one thing negative to say about her body, for example. Mm-hmm. You can go anywhere, any country, any place, and you're going, if you engage with you know, 100 women, 9 times out of 10, one of those women is going to say something that they don't like about themselves, in particular their body. And so getting naked helps you get to a place where you can love who you are no matter what. It helps you get to a place where you don't see your flaws as flaws, but you just see them as pieces of yourself. When you are able to get naked, what it also does is it allows you to see, admire, and appreciate the nakedness of other people. And that's all about love. You know, what I shared with a lady earlier today is that, you know what, I've always been a plus-size woman. There's women in my family. There's weight has always been an issue. There's always been that issue with me. Now, I've done some pretty good work in getting myself to the place of, you know, it doesn't define me. I've never let it define me. And I have really just made peace with that. That is just a piece of who I am, and there is nothing wrong with it. There's beauty in it no matter what. And so when you get naked, you get to the place where you can say, so what? So what, I have an extra 5 pounds? So what, I have some stretch marks? So what, you know, my nose is big? So what, I think differently? So what, so what, so what? And I know that there's women out there who are ready to just say, so what, take it or leave it. You know, this is who I am. And if that's not okay with you, then, you know, maybe we shouldn't be in the same space together. And, you know, just think about how much struggle that releases, where you don't have to squeeze into something. Yeah. You know, you don't have to get all dolled up to go out into the world. You don't have to shift and change and modify yourself when you're with this group and that group. I mean, that is the most deep way to love yourself, to just show up and say, here I am, take it or leave it. I mean, it's so deeply connected to love, loving who you are. And once you get naked, you will spot naked women all over the place, and you will love and appreciate that.
So how does that work as far as a relationship is concerned? Let's talk love and relationships for a minute.
So are you talking about, you know, intimate relationships, marriage,
yes,
things like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? There was a wonderful quote that I put on my Facebook page, and I would love to share that. I'll dig around here for it while I'm talking, but what is the most greatest expression of love that you can give to someone else? And that is to truly accept them for who they are, not who you want them to be, not who you're trying to shape and mold them into becoming, but to really just see them with naked eyes, see them for who they are, all the things that they bring with themselves, you know, all the things that drive you nuts, everything mm-hmm. about them, to just truly accept that other person for who they are. I mean, to me, that's the greatest expression of love. I see you. I see everything about you, and you're okay, just the way you are. And so I think that when we can move into that kind of mindset about how we love and engage with other people, we also set the other person free, because then they don't have to struggle. They don't have to transform, and they don't have to try to be someone just so that you'll like them, love them, appreciate them. They get to just be naked. And to me, that's really a beautiful thing, for two naked people to just see each other for who they are, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. all that comes with it, and just love each other. I did find this quote, and I want to share it real quickly because I think it's powerful. Okay. And it says, the beginning of love is the will to let those we love be perfectly themselves, the resolution not to twist them to fit our own image. If in loving them we do not love what they are, but only their potential likeness to ourselves, then we do not love them. We only love the reflection of ourselves we find in them.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm thinking of a comment I heard recently where, or actually a situation I've been in too, where I wanted the other person to wake up. And it was only, it really didn't happen. So it's a challenge sometimes to, no matter what, whether it's a physical difference and a psychological or emotional difference, or a difference on a spiritual path, to be able to accept mm-hmm. that person as they are and not try to change them. That's big. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's absolutely huge. And, you know, I'm a married woman, and having lots of education and training in psychology and counseling and helping people, you know, I had to be very mindful not to come home and therapize my child and my husband. You know, I wanted to use techniques on them. I wanted to do cognitive behavioral therapy. And I found myself in very difficult moments, not wanting to allow them to just be. And so that was a great challenge for me. But it was a beautiful thing at the same time because, you know, here I am on this part of my journey, and they're on their journey. And somewhere through accepting each other for our naked selves, that's where we can bring those two paths together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Catrice, do you do any events? Do you have any upcoming events that you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited about the next event that we're going to be offering March 5th through the 8th. We are hosting our second International Virtual Video Summit, Get Naked, with the theme of busting myths and breaking down barriers to live a brave, bold life. And so what happens during these 4 days is there'll be 13 speakers who will come to a virtual stage via video. They will share their message via video. People all over the world can tune in and watch the video, and then they can engage in a chat with the speaker during the time that they're actually speaking, so to speak, where their video is playing live. And then that evening, all of the speakers and myself will come together for what we're calling a truth-telling talk, where we will get down to the nitty-gritty, no holds barred. We're going to just speak the raw, real truth about the topic for that day. And so this one is very near and dear to me because it's a personal transformation summit where we're going to help women stop telling lies to themselves. We're going to help women lift the secrets that keep them in shame. We're going to help women learn how to unveil their true selves by taking off the mask. And we're going to be shattering some myths out there, you know, that social stuff that people become bombarded with that says you should live like this. There's some myths out there that are really smothering women's lives, and we're going to lift all of that in 4 days with 13 speakers for the 2012 International Get Naked Virtual Video Summit. It's free. All you got to do is sign up. You can go to www.catriceology.com, claim your seat, and that's another way for women to start getting naked.
Okay. Would you post that on the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page for us, Catrice?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And tell us a little bit more about your Getting Naked course.
Yes. I will be offering another course on February 27th. And again, it's a 7-day soul liberating course, where all you need is some courage, a journal, and a mirror. And if you can bring those three to the table, I guarantee you'll have a wonderful experience in 7 days. And so you can also sign up for that program on catriceology.com. And the seating limit is 20 because I like to make sure that it's intimate so that I can personally take care of and support and nurture each woman who goes through the program. And so that is when the next time I'll be offering the next 7-day Get Naked course. And so, you know, who's that course for? Any woman who wants to begin living her truth, any woman who feels like she's sacrificing herself to make other people happy, you know, someone who wants to have a deeper soul connection, someone who's struggling with who they are and how they show up and what they look like. And if you're a woman in business, it's a perfect opportunity to really get in touch with the soul of your business so that you can take it from this mental, just normal way of doing business to a very soul-based, heart-based business that really speaks to the people you want to serve. So absolutely, I would love to have you in the next course.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's nice to know that you can do it with business, too.
Oh, absolutely. I've had women totally rebrand after doing it because what they found out is that their mindset was telling them, this is where the money pocket is, or this is what I have skill to do, so I'm going to create my business around this. But they missed the mark. They were really not happy in that business because they weren't serving from a soul place, from a heart-centered place. And so they stopped and they took a look at their business and they remodified and they rebranded so that they could serve from a heart-centered place. And so it's absolutely wonderful for women in business.
That's great. Well, you know, we're getting down to our pretty close to the end of our time. So we want to talk. Barbara, we forgot to tell people. Actually, Catrice, first of all, I'm going to get all confused here. Let's go. We're going to interrupt you for a minute, Catrice, and go back to remember that we have the competition for a musical piece that is, it was extended to February 15th, which is only 2 days from now. So if you have a musical piece that you want to submit, go to facebook.com/purposetalkradio and let us know. We'll connect with you from there. And also to remember that Barbara and Jan are doing joint coaching sessions. So when you have some issues that you want to deal with and you want intuitive and angelic coaching, we're here for you, right, Barbara?
Yes, and we forgot the affirmation also. Let's do the affirmation now.
Okay, go for it.
So to sum it all up, because we could go on forever, but we really have to close it here. The affirmation that we came up with for this show is, the experience of love, peace, joy, and success is already in me, and I allow all of it to come to the surface now.
And with that, we have to hurry. We have to hurry. We've only got 15 seconds left on our show. So, sorry,
Thank
Barbara.
Thank you, Catrice.
Thank you, Catrice. We've loved having you here. And for everybody else, goodbye for now, and soul blessings to all of you.